the Defense Department is in the midst of an ambitious effort to redefine the work roles, job descriptions, qualification standards, and training requirements. That's for all of its information technology personnel. As Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu reports, Pentagon brass think there are too many seams between the parts of its workforce responsible for cybersecurity and those who keep its systems running day by day.
The objective of the relook at the IT workforce was to make clear that virtually every employee needs to be involved in the critical work of applying security patches and making sure all of the systems are properly configured. That's because misconfigurations and unpatched systems represents by far the Defense Department's biggest single vulnerability to cyber threats. And Richard Hale, DOD's Deputy Chief Information Officer for Cybersecurity, says fixing those holes can't be a job just for a narrow set of workers with cyber in their titles.
It finally dawned on me when I went into some data center somewhere in DOD, and you know, there were these people running applications, and they knew their customers, and they knew all about the technology of the application, and they knew what to do when something went wrong, and they were often the Tier 3 help desk, so they actually talked to their customers regularly. And so they knew everything about that mission and the technology supporting it. And I said, good, tell me about what you guys are doing in cybersecurity. And they said, oh, we got other people for that. We don't actually know them. They're a thing called a computer network defense service provider. They sit somewhere else. They put a box on our wire. And they talk to us once in a while. But we here in this data center don't have any cybersecurity responsibility. It's like, oh dear.
Hale speaking this week at a cyber conference hosted by Federal Computer Week in Washington. The security people in question are DOD's computer network defense service providers. There are 22 in all, and in theory, every computer in the department is supposed to be protected by one of them. DOD had already announced it in its 2015 cyber strategy that it wanted to re-examine whether the CNDSPs were up to the task, but Hale suggested Wednesday that their role would become highly specialized, as opposed to bearing the entire day-to-day burden of ensuring the security of networks that they don't actually manage.
So we crafted our policies and our responsibilities incorrectly. Okay, so that's another lesson. You gotta get the job descriptions right, and so we're in the middle of an effort to redefine the work roles, the job descriptions, the qualification standards, the training standards for the whole information technology workforce in the department. Remember I said a little earlier that computer science hasn't quite adjusted to this idea that the environment is not benign, neither has our notion of what the IT workforce ought to be. So every single person, just like safety in the airplane business, every single person in that IT workforce has to have a cybersecurity job, but they have to know that they have the job, they have to know how to do it, right? So we need to take care of these folks. We need to train them. We need to hold them accountable for that. We need to take care of them and make sure there are good career paths for this. But every single person in that business needs to have a cybersecurity job. So again, we're going about that. We're DOD. Things happen slowly. But this year, we already have put policy out that starts this process. We've started the work role standards. And we're making good progress. There are a lot of people throughout the department helping with that, so we get this right. So stay tuned. But the idea is your whole IT workforce has to do this. It can't just be some cybersecurity guys. You still need some experts. But everybody has to play.
Additionally, DOD's review of the CNDSPs has found that there were some systems that none of them had actually been assigned to monitor and secure. Hale says the department was taking steps to remedy that. The department also needs to better define the roles of the 68 cyber protection teams each of the military services have been building under the auspices of U.S. Cyber Command. Until now, their jobs have been to fly to DOD sites suffering cyber emergencies and fend off attacks, but Hale says DOD wants them to have a more day-to-day role in defending defense networks.
Those teams so far have generally been focused on incident response. So they're a force that Cyber Command can deploy when there's a problem, and that's also a really good way to learn what bad guys are doing for these teams. But this year we have initiatives to better integrate the CNDSPs and the cyber protection teams so that we have an integrated approach, because computer network defense service providers do day-to-day monitoring for vulnerability, monitoring for anomaly, detection, diagnosis, and really reaction to cyber attack, working with whatever place has been cyber attack. So By the end of the year, I think we'll have a more solid notion about the integration between these CPTs, which are focused mostly on flying in right now and helping, but we want them focused more on making sure particular mission threads, for instance, are secure end-to-end, working with the many CNDSPs that perhaps are involved in a particular mission. And then as we redefine these IT work roles, we'll continue to define how these different groups relate.
Hale says DoD also needs to make progress on automating some of the work involved in auditing its computers to make sure they're correctly configured and adequately patched in the first place. That information is already gathered and reported from across DoD, but in many cases, it's self-reported.
Self-reporting of whether a computer is configured properly or not generally is wildly inaccurate. Well, people will assert it and they will believe it. Right? I don't think anybody is lying when they assert it, but if we put a team on the ground or can do a remote measurement, it turns out not to be so many times. So you have to measure it automatically, even if a commander may want to report it manually. That commander has to have automated measurement or they just won't really know. So one of our challenges is getting that measurement in place. Really what we'd like is not just measurement, but we'd like automatically to make sure that thing is configured properly, and then the commander can know that. So another challenge is doing the automation in a way that gives us the automation of the configuration management process itself and patching process. So we're working through that. We will not probably have a single DoD standard way to do all of those things. Each military service and then DoD has many, many organizations outside of the military service. Many of them already have ways to do some of this stuff automatically. So we're not trying to push a common standard.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.